The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
LaGrasso exclusively here on the Russo brand now. So this is the only place you'll be able to see Mr. versus Mrs. Thank you for joining us. I am here with Big Vito. He's the Mr. I'm Noelle LaGrasso. I'm the Mrs. And this is a lovely little debate show that sometimes gets a little brutal, but it's always a good time. Vito, good news or bad news?
What we got? What we got? Tell me.
Good news or bad news?
Give me bad news.
I decided to give you the good news first. You're married to me. Here's the bad news. You lost again, Vito.
How did I lose? Every week I lose. I want to know what the hell's going on out there, people.
You lost again, Vito, and you lost big. I had like 80% of the vote when I told you.
All because I'm trying to hook up my boy.
Yeah.
I got you, Blue. You know he friggin' lied about the whole thing because he was on quarantine with his wife. And let me tell you something. When you're on quarantine with that woman, she's nasty.
Gotta fix my hair over here. No, Vito, it's not about the quarantine. It wasn't about whether he lied or not. It's the fact that you supported hooking your friends up against his marriage vows and people didn't like it. And you lost again, babe. You lost. And I got another set of bad news for you.
What?
I couldn't get any ice cream cake, any cookie dough.
Thank God.
Because they were all sold out at the stores. So, I am, the hot Martha Stewart, right? So, I have this little surprise for you. I made ice cream and Rice Krispie treats. This is banana peanut butter ice cream with Rice Krispie treats. Here, can you hold that up for a second? Can you just hold that up there? Yeah. I was able to find a little whipped cream. Woo! And because you have lost all of the votes, whoop. Oh, sorry, I was trying to make it not fall off. You have to eat that. Now.
Listen, people, I'm a diabetic, okay?
You are not a diabetic! Stop lying! Why do you lie on this show? You are not a diabetic.
I've been training, girl.
Listen, I don't give a shit. We're all quarantined. You made the bet. Now you eat the ice cream. And you know I'm good at making ice cream. I'm good at
that. This is erroneous.
No, it's not. Look at your whipped creams falling all over the place. Eat it.
This is erroneous.
Eat it.
This is terrible.
Okay? Eat it. You have to eat it. You have to eat all of it. Eat up. So this is just because you're a month behind. Bigger spoonfuls will be here all night, Mr. LaGrasso. This is because we're a month behind. Because if you lose this vote, you've got to do something again next week. Yeah, you got to do something again next week.
What the hell is going on? How am I losing all these things? I would like
to see. When you lose four in a row, you got to get punished, and you've lost more than four in a row, and next week will be another four in a row. So, I mean, you've lost a whole month, and you're behind. How's the homemade ice cream? How is it? It's peanut butter banana. It's terrible. I make terrible ice cream. Eat some of the Rice Krispie treat. I was slaving away all day.
Do this. Do that. Do this.
You lost. Do it. You lost. Do it. Vito's eating fatty foods, film at 11. Do something about it. Do something about it. That's what I thought. Eat the ice cream. Let me move the camera a little this way. Eat up. Eat your ice cream.
I don't even like anybody out there right now.
Really? He doesn't like you. Remember that for this week's debate. Vito, in between bites of that delicious homemade ice cream and Rice Krispie treats, with the heavy whipped cream. Can you tell everybody what this week's debate is?
How not to eat the stuff when you train it.
That's not the debate. What's the real debate, Rito? Look how butthurt you are. You lost. You got to pay up. Don't be a Welch.
Like your mother.
My mother watches this show.
Yeah, I'm freaking, she is Welch City.
No, she isn't. She allowed you to marry her precious firstborn.
She promised me snow tires.
Everybody constantly messages me to tell you that you don't need snow tires in Florida. Now, if you please, sir, what is this week's debate?
See how we got out of that?
What is this week's debate?
All right. I've been crashing TikTok, right? I've been digging this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, guys, I'm a TikTok. You know what I mean? I get on there.
Are you TikTok famous?
Yeah, I got 20 followers.
Woohoo! All right.
So, here's the thing, right? So, I went and I look at TikTok every day because I enjoy the videos and everything. So, I watch this stuff. And I like a lot of the female TikTok, you know, videos. So, today's debate is, should you like every single TikTok video if it's good enough to get you like, or should you ignore everything?
That's not what you told me this debate was.
Okay, then go ahead. Make it up yourself.
No. That's not what you told me that it was.
All right, then you tell me, what are we going to do?
Well, this is what you told me. You said, is it okay to like, basically like women that are a little like, what is a nice way of saying ho? Promiscuous on social media. And that's not only just TikTok, you said, but Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, anything that's not a dating site. Is it okay for a married man to like eat up, jabber, eat up? Is it okay for a married man to like those promiscuous TikTok ladies?
Yeah. I'm trying to get likes on my shit. I'm famous.
Okay. You're famous. Okay. So you're TikTok famous? 20 followers. Okay. So I am on the no, you probably shouldn't like hoes on social media side. And Vito, your side is, yeah. Would you like me to start since, you know, you're
go ahead.
Eating your ice cream?
Go ahead, because I got to finish this because I'm never going to hear the end of it.
It's not my rules.
I have to go running after this now.
It's not my rules. These are not my rules.
People out there, how could you do me like this?
I only wish that would be what people would want me to do, eat ice cream and Rice Krispie treats. Okay, guys, here's my thing. I understand that some women on social media are promiscuous with their TikTok videos, and I will show an example. No offense intended to anybody. I understand that, you know, it's all in fun and games. But for a married man to like women that are DMing them or liking all the pictures of a woman that's half naked on Instagram, I don't feel that's very respectful to do. It doesn't bother me if you do it because you... well, other than TikTok, you've been like insanely crazy with the hoes on TikTok. But, you know, like if you share, if you have a Facebook and you share tons of pictures of half naked women on your Facebook and your wife is your Facebook friend, like I think that's offensive.
That is offensive. I don't do any of that stuff.
You can't even side with that. We both decidedly side that.
Guys, that's not my style. Never will. Anybody who knows me a long time.
Okay, so that's not, we'll cut that out of the debate because we both agree that's, we don't like that. So what about on Instagram if a woman has a sexually suggestive picture and you like it? Or on TikTok and they have one of those videos, you know, you know TikTok videos.
Guys,
me.
Here it is, right? They put on these videos, right? And they come out like to try to be funny or slutty or say how they're desperate and they ain't got nobody banging them or they ain't got nobody, you know, having sex with them, they're alone.
What was the girl's one today? She says, if I bend over like this and you don't hit that booty, I don't want none. Remember her? And that booty was large and in charge,
yeah,
guys.
Large in charge.
But is it okay for you to like that? Does that open the door for like a bad time? Because I think you liked that video. I think I saw you hit the little heart button. You did, didn't you? You did, didn't you? Did you like the little heart button on Big Booty TikTok?
Actually, no. Because I didn't like it. But I did.
I didn't like her booty, so I admit it.
But I do press like on a lot of videos because I think they're funny.
Okay.
I do it for humor, not for sexual gratitude.
So you do it for humor. But do you think that, like, I don't know. You can stop eating that ice cream if you want.
No, no, no. Let me finish because
it's hard for me to
next,
do this.
Next week's show will be Vito didn't finish the ice cream.
Well, should I just wait until you're done? Like, should we pause this? Well, it's hard to debate with somebody.
No, go ahead, because now you got everybody's attention. Go ahead. Because now somebody's going to complain that I'm not paying attention. No, let me eat this goddamn ice cream now. All right? Fucking bullshit.
So, Vito, in all honesty, you think it's just entertainment. Now, okay.
It's entertainment.
All right. So, you click that heart button, and they DM you.
Right.
Then what? Then what? Because you clicked the like button on, you know, whatever girl was sticking out her booty or talking about doing dirty things in cars or whatever else. You clicked that button. Now she inboxes you. Did you open the door to that inbox, Vito?
No, of course not.
You didn't open the door to that inbox. So what happens when she does DM you?
What happens? I'm going to say, yo, what's going on, baby?
Is that appropriate to say?
You know.
Is that TikTok? Vito, put your phone down. We are on a pod. How many things are you going to do? You're eating ice cream. It was TikTok. It was TikTok. You have a choir singing I Touch Myself. That's what happens when you click like. You get a choir singing I Touch Myself.
Damn, it was broken.
Really?
Oh, fixed it. You know what I just realized? Someone had a lady boner today.
Ew!
Now, I wouldn't like that. She just gets scrolled.
Hey, is that your ex up there on that building about the jump? I think you're right. What in the... Should we call 911? Yeah, hold on a second. Do a flip!
That's
a like.
That's a like. I like that. My ex can do a flip.
All right, so see? I guess she's
But no, that but that was different. But the woman, like, you seriously had your TikTok notify you that there was a choir singing I Touch Myself and promiscuous dancing. That's because you clicked the like button. So when they DM you,
right.
What do you do? What do you do? Did you open the door for that DM by clicking that like on a slutty
and
video?
And if they start talking to me, I'm going to say, hey, how you doing? You know, Big V here. You know, I enjoyed your video. Thank you. You know what I mean? That's it.
Big V, that doesn't seem like what you would say. I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you say, hey, thanks for the DM, but I'm married?
See, now you got shit going
you
all
over. You spilled ice cream across the room.
You are messing up everything, all right? Trying to get me in trouble. Trying to sway the people's... You are swaying the people's vote.
You don't even understand. When I started this, not only did I present him with ice cream, he's over here gambling on Casino World, watching TikTok, and he's getting text messages. Vito, we are exclusive on the Rum Network now.
Mess.
You may look, you've got stuff everywhere. You got
now, all right. Here's how it's gonna go, okay? The Realm Network, okay? Now the BIGV, okay? He's on your TV. Now you're gonna vote for me, okay? None of this friggin' Noel Harlow bullshit, okay? None of this friggin', you know, oh I love your wife, bullshit. How about coming to the BIGV, okay? The BIGV side, okay?
Vito, they come to the side of morals and mental clarity. They come to the side of kept vows and non-ridiculous behavior. They come to the side of somebody that shows up in actual clothes.
I'm the BIGV, as you can see. Just vote for me. Just press BIGV.
He's been on TikTok.
I'm telling you.
This is way too much TikTok behavior. Vito, seriously, this is what you want the people to vote for, your rap? Don't get close to me about it. I don't want to get close about it. I want you to act. You haven't even debated anything other than you'd be like, oh, hi, my name is B-I-G-V. Like, really?
We are debating. Is it okay to like the videos? Yes. Is it okay to talk and try to get dates if you're single? Yes.
Well, yes, but this is about being married.
Marriage, I'm not allowed to talk to women.
You liked a video of a slutty person, and then they DM you. You're supposed to talk to them? Isn't that more sneaky than posting a half-naked woman on your Facebook page?
You know what? You know what I'll do? No,
really?
If they do DM me, I talk to them. I tell them to subscribe to the network. You can't even debate that. You
well,
see,
because
this
it's
handsome
not
bitch,
what you're going
to
do.
Let's have a good-looking son of a bitch, okay? And to get people here, why not get them to subscribe from the TikTok?
From the TikTok? Is that like going to the Walmarts?
Hey!
Oh, my God.
You're not winning this week. People, vote for the BIGV because TikTok votes for me.
You have 20 followers. Okay.
But that makes you famous.
No, it does. How many followers do you really have on your TikTok? Let's see how many followers you really have because I have access to your. This is the brand's TikTok here. Let's see. You have 26.
I told you I'm famous.
That is not. Not,
hold on a second.
Not good. John Famous. I mean, you haven't had it that long, quite honestly, but.
When your wife comes home and you're dressed all nice and dinner's not made, stuff is not put away in the house, right? And they ask, what the hell are you doing all day? They say, hey, don't you know? I'm famous on TikTok. I got 20.
Should I start going? Is your famous on TikTok? Are you going to do it?
Oh, my God.
Yes? Run in.
No, I'm bored.
You got to do it in the... Ready? I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored.
Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the motherfucking house and I'm bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. There.
Are you done now? TikTok
fucking
famous?
Vote for me now, bitches.
This is what I live with.
I gotta entertain. It wasn't good enough that I'm sitting here in my pimp shit. I gotta freaking entertain you to get some like him using bullshit ice cream. What? They gotta walk an extra 15 miles.
Wait, whoa. I made that ice cream. You coming out here with that bullshit ice cream? I made that ice cream.
All right.
I make tons of great things. But
so
that's
the
not
thing
what
is, the fact is now, okay, like the damn TikTok. It doesn't mean you're going to have extramarital affairs.
But it's not just about the TikTok. It's about the Instagram. It's about the Twitter. It's about the Facebook. Isn't it the same thing? Actually, probably worse. If you put a picture up of somebody you don't know, some half-naked woman, up on your Facebook, that's not good. But if you're liking on TikTok and on the kayfabe, getting them DMs and having a conversation, is that not worse than the Facebook public postings?
Okay, now. On the flip side of this, okay? On the flip side. Do I tell you every female I talk to?
I don't know.
You
How do I know everybody you talk to?
You are trying to sabotage me so bad so you can...
I'm being honest.
I'm being honest.
Vito, I'm going to break it down for you just for a second. We drive through this neighborhood in the golf cart, and I don't know everybody in this neighborhood. I have no idea who anybody is, actually. But all the women, and people have seen it in the videos of you training and running, and people are driving by, and women in their golf carts going, hi, Vito, hi! And they're going down the street going, hi, Vito, hi! I don't know a single one of those people. Not any of them. So are you going to tell me, you tell me everyone you talk to? You don't need to tell me everyone you talk to, number one. You're a grown ass man.
I'm saying hi.
I don't know them, but they know you. So obviously you don't tell me everyone. Now, I don't want you
wait
to
a second,
tell me
hold
everyone
on.
You talk to because you're
a
grown-ass man.
I'm famous.
Yeah, 20 followers.
Not only on TikTok, but I'm famous. You forget that I'm famous. Bitches know.
Babe, these women in here are not watching your ass in WCW. I'm telling you right now. These WWE, women know. WWE,
the Dress, Playgirl magazine,
but these
movies,
women
thank
do
you.
Not, these women do not know you from this. These are not those type of women. They are not.
They just know a good-looking son of a bitch when they see one.
So how do they know your name and they're waving to you, Vito, and they're yelling
everybody
out,
in here knows
Vito,
me.
I heard you did fantastic and thoughtful this week. Oh, hi, Vito. Get your steps in. Come on, Vito. Come on. And when I moved down to Florida, and I don't talk trash because these are my girls now, like they became like my best friends, but how did all the women in the apartment complex that you rented before I came down here know you? They all knew you. They didn't know me.
I'm a fucking social butterfly. What do you want?
Okay, so don't tell me I know everybody that you talk to. I don't want to know everybody he talks to because he's a grown-ass man.
I said that. Don't tell. Okay, so now we got it here straight. So now I can talk to women and don't tell you who I talk to.
No, what I'm saying is it's not required for you to tell me, but don't tell lies about you. You tell me everybody you talk to because you want votes. You guys have to understand, he pouted all week because nobody votes for him. He pouted because he has an askew view of the world. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. Except you're just not going to get votes when your views are different from other people. It's like when you get mad at apples to apples when we play because nobody chooses the thing you do. And then you have to defend it and you get all mad. It's like the time, like you said, ski lodge, and you said we bitches go to the ski lodge. Like, who thinks that way? Not many people. And Pocahontas, and you were thinking like Nipply or something. I don't know. Like you just have a different view of the world, and that's great. You're a gift from baby Jesus, but you might not have everybody who agree with you all the time. You're an original. Not just an ECW
guys,
original, an original.
I'm going to say like, it's okay to like videos on your guy. What happens if you're on Facebook and you got 5,000 friends, right? 5,000.
You don't have 5,000 Facebook friends. I do, but you don't.
That's fine, because social media is not important to me.
Just go ahead and finish. I just wanted to break your chops. Go ahead. I just wanted to pick one. Go ahead.
But if I see something, I'm scrolling, and I see somebody put something up nice, I'm going to put the like button.
Well, that's great, because that's good if there's something nice. But when you have somebody going, if you don't hit this ass, when I'm
going to
like
this. But I didn't press
the
like button on that.
You just press the like button on a few other things that I saw that I won't say, mentioning dirty things.
What did they say?
Babe, if I've got to flick through the TikTok to show you what these women say, because I'm not going to repeat it. You don't like when I say dirty, nasty things. You get very upset and say, I married a woman.
Yeah, but that's being a lady, and that's what I like. But these bitches are hoes, and they ain't my chicks, and they ain't my girl.
Now,
if I was single, and I seen this shit, and they wanted to get with me, they have to change their evil ways.
I don't know. I think you've been with some hoes before.
I have never been in a home.
Vito, anybody that's been on the Realm Network and has watched the Russo brand knows that you have been with many hoes, corporate and otherwise.
This is terrible, okay? Because I look like a pimp daddy, all right? And I freaking know a few socialites, doesn't mean that I'm...
Socialites. Give me the definition. What's a socialite? Oh, wait.
Ladies who like to partake in alcoholic beverage and dance.
Wrong. Ladies of the upper crust and higher caliber is a socialite. You're talking about a hoe. Yes, you are. B. This I let you pick the topic again. This is your topic that you chose.
Guys and ladies, I want you to go on TikTok, okay? And I want you to watch the videos. Even though you don't know the people, it's okay to press the like button.
But what happens, and it's okay to press the like button on cute things with little kids and jokes they tell and, you know, funny dances and stuff. But what happens when somebody talks about their lady boner? Is it okay to like that?
But I didn't like that. You know I don't like stuff like that.
No, you don't like dirty talk, but you do like when some of these women act like, I've been drinking all day. And I saw you like them earlier. Don't look at me with those eyes because I was sitting next to you when you were like, swipe. I saw you do it. I was sitting with you.
But it was a couple that were funny.
We're quarantined together. I watch you all day go like this. Like, swipe. all day. And then you, when you go, I'm still working in the office. Vito goes, oh, I gotta, I'm gonna go to bed, because he works out and he does a lot of things. He's a very hard worker. So he goes, oh, I gotta go to bed. And what do I hear? Because the bedroom's that way, the office is that way. All the way on the other side of the house, I hear swipe, like, like swipe for like an hour.
Guys,
he's hooked on TikTok, and because he has 20 followers, he's TikTok famous.
I am TikTok famous. That's what it says. Everybody's saying. If that's why shit sometimes ain't done. TikTok famous.
So that's why you don't do things, because you're TikTok famous now.
But I wanted to do it anyway, so what the fuck?
I was going
to
say, like, you, I can't think of what you wouldn't do.
All right, so just, like, roll with this shit. Why do you got to win every week?
It's not about winning every week. If I lost one week, it would be fine. I don't take it as seriously as you do. I like to win. I like to debate. But you take it so seriously. Look at your face right now. Like, you get so upset. Like, you came out here, like, wearing your Tiger King bandana. Like, you're ready to, like, throw down.
Ma, the meatloaf.
That was
the meatloaf.
You did, honey. That was the last show. Babe, final arguments. Let me have
final arguments, okay? Bored in the house and I'm in the house, bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house, bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house, bored. Bored in the motherfucking house and I'm bored.
You messed that part up.
I don't give a shit, okay? Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Motherfucking bored in the house, bored in the house, bored.
That's your final argument.
Fucking bored, vote for me.
I think we're all bored because we're all quarantined.
Because I'm the BIGV, and you can watch me on Rooster TV, as you can see. What you gonna say, yo? I'm the BIGV. And you can
this
watch
me.
This
is like me. Living a nightmare, being quarantined with this all the time. And I can't leave the house, like, at all.
All right, we're good. Guys, vote for Big Vito Brand, okay? Vote for Big Vito this week. This way I don't have to eat this bullshit ice cream, sit here and defend myself again over shit that ain't even relevant because I'm a TikToker now.
So you're a TikTok. You're no longer a podcaster. You
I'm
are
a TikToker. Podcaster.
Guys, I believe that liking promiscuous videos, even though it doesn't seem like it's a bad thing, when all your information and your pictures and videos of you are out there on the internet, just by clicking that little like button on those desperate little girls, you're opening the door for
these
bad
girls
things.
Are not little, and they're not.
Oh, no, I have one with the butt out.
You're telling me that I'm supposed to be sad that you left a bad bitch like me? Wait a minute. So you're telling me that I'm supposed to be sad that you left a bad bitch like me?
This is my life. Yeah.
All right. So I won't like that one.
That's disgusting. I apologize that this has been the show that you're receiving as an exclusive, because we have to now deal with TikTok famous ego and his 20 followers over here to my side. But yeah. I believe anything social media wise, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that opens the door for you to be inappropriate might not be a great thing. I'm not saying be a prude. I'm not saying don't like people's photos. I'm not saying don't like happy, joyful things. All I'm saying is up here in this little cheetah print covered head up there. Think of your wife.
I do think of you.
Guys, vote for me if you'd like to vote. The votes will run from Monday to Friday with the winner announced on the next program. You can vote on Twitter at the Big Vito Brand or at Magic Tea Spiller. We will have a poll up there. We will also have a poll up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thebigvitobrand. And as always, come and check us out. Now that you guys have us exclusively here for this Mr. and Mrs., come check us out on twitch.tv/thebigvitobrand. We have tons of new, this little, I think these little crews, tons of new programs coming out. The Man Cave. You want to tell us a little bit about the Man Cave that's coming out?
We just did a show with the Man Cave with Dan Boge.
DJ Dan, Danny J.
Yeah, DJ Danny J. So that will be coming out on Big Beetle Brand as well. Check it out. It's man stuff, okay? That's why, like, you know, you talk about man things like going to strip clubs, going to clubs, pimping hoes, you know what I mean? Stripper poles, everything hoes.
You have a lot of hoes other than me. We're also going to start the Big Vito Wrestling Academy, Virtual Wrestling Academy, that will be coming out soon. And also, Vito and I have a new show coming out on Twitch as well. We just don't know what the hell it is yet. Because Vince basically took this.
Yeah, so like...
so we have, like, no show. But we will have a show shortly. And we will be doing some streaming and different things while we're here. You know what? Everybody keeps asking me why we don't do karaoke. Because they've seen us sing. We sing all the time on the shows. They've seen us sing in the car. Maybe we should do old school karaoke. And remember when we used to play karaoke? Maybe that should be in our show. We should do karaoke. But karaoke will be coming soon. Regardless, it'll be coming soon. And Vito sings very well. So guys, make sure you check all those things out. Make sure you subscribe, follow, like, hit bells, whatever you need to do. Especially on Twitch, we could really use the support. If you have Amazon Prime, it is free to subscribe. If you subscribe to the Russo brand on Twitch, it's free to subscribe to us. So go ahead and do that. And we love you guys very much. And we will see you back here next week for Mr. vs. Mrs. Lugrasso.